Rob Manfred spoke at the Little League World Series game that featured the Mariners and the Mets. He sat down with Carl Ravitch and David Cohn and Eduardo Perez and talked a little bit about the future of Major League Baseball when he was asked, and this is what he had to say.
In my mind, I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel, and I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim,
yes,
would be two West Coast teams, and that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
So twofold there. One, he's talking about realignment. He's talking about expansion. We'll chat a little bit about expansion in the 12 o'clock hour. Stick around for that. I always find it interesting with baseball specifically being such a fuddy-duddy old guy, don't change my rules, fist in the sky.
Why do you find it funny? You are that. You are the epitome of that.
But I think Manfred is kind of doing, you know, we talked a little bit before the show. We were talking a little bit about hockey and expanding and how it's got this hot streak and it kind of just needs to put hockey in more living rooms sort of situation. I think baseball's trying to work on that same thing. The geographical alignment, saving wear and tear on travel, I think is a fantastic idea. I am not married. For the longest time, I was really married to American League and National League, mostly because of the DH, and they had different brands of baseball.
Yeah, it's
National League was small ball, you know, do the fundamentals correctly, and American League seemed like me hit home runs.
Yeah.
Now everybody kind of plays the same game. And if your team is bad, you play the National League way, and if your team is good, you play the American League way. Fair? So I think I'm finally okay with letting some of that go.
Yeah, I think the regionality of this is the big sticking point for me, in the sense of baseball, and like the NHL, is a regional game. So then lean the hell into it with your realignment, with your divisions. Make it make sense. Make it so you're not having a team on the West Coast playing teams in Texas. Like,
yeah.
And it's so many of our sports leagues and decisions are driven by leagues that are based where?
In New York.
And they all their decisions are based on a very, very East Coast bias of, well, it's this out here. It's like, well, yeah, you're an
How
hour.
How am I going to watch a 10 o'clock baseball
it's
game?
Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. It doesn't matter for us. Like, this is, as much as it doesn't matter for you out here, it doesn't matter for us out here. It's very different. And so not only that, the regionality of the East Coast is much more compressed. Like, if you're somebody that lives out on this side of the country.
Which you probably are if you listen to the show.
but you've never been, like, outside of the West Coast.
Okay.
You don't realize how close together everything is on the East Coast.
Right, right.
Everything.
Like, the two biggest cities we have in the state of Washington, for example, the two biggest cities closest to Portland, Oregon, are Seattle and Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle's 3.5 hours away, which is the equivalence of New York to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And Spokane is 5.5, 6 hours away. Philly ain't 5.5, 6 hours away from New York City.
And if you just take a look at it, you've got New York, you've got Philly, you've got Boston. If you head down south and you go not even that far into Jersey, like, you just have so much that it's just right. And it's across sports.
Right.
And then you get into the South. Even the South, as big as it is, it's still compressed. Like, Alabama, Mississippi, like, Georgia, these aren't enormous states. Now, they're bigger than some of the Northeast states.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not until you get across the Mississippi that you realize how big the right. We have more west of the Mississippi than you do east of the Mississippi.
I know. Sometimes I think, like, Tuscaloosa to Athens has got, I mean, that's got to be what? Like an 8-hour drive? And it's probably not.
No.
It's probably like 4.
And that's the thing. Is like, you, if you're in Oregon, if you're in Portland, you can drive 5 hours east or south and still be in the state.
Yes, sir.
And it's like,
San Francisco is 10.5 hours away.
Yeah.
And that's Central California.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know,
Canada is like 7 hours away.
If you don't hit traffic, it's like 5.5, 6.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not.
The only thing I find strange about this is you know, he's talking about the 10 o'clock time. Well, I mean, Boston's still going to play the Angels. So you're still going to have 10 o'clock starts.
But the thing he talked about, and I thought it was interesting that he brought up ESPN specifically.
That was a calculated move.
That was, oh, you want regionality? You want time slots? What if we set this thing up to where it makes more sense for you and your New York brain?
Yeah.
Of having a controlled, so you don't have West Coast teams playing in Texas four times a year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Why don't you put, and then you could have, like, ESPN2 could play any baseball game you want at any time at 10 o'clock. It could be the West Coast. It could be MLB After Dark.
Every Wednesday, we have games that start at 10 o'clock in the morning our time.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up until 7:30 our time.
Yeah, there's a game on today at 11:30.
I mean, that's just, so you could fill your summer programming if you had more regionality to it. And again, everybody talks about, you know, the NFL is nationwide, where baseball is regional. Like, you don't have pockets of fans all across the country for certain teams. Now, you do in a sense with the, you know, the Dodgers and the Yankees of the world. But otherwise, like, I'm in the minority being a Cardinals fan in Oregon. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the Cardinals and Cubs are two huge brands in baseball, but they are not. It's not like being a Raiders fan or a Steelers fan or a Giants fan, like where you've got, or a Packers fan, where you just have like these national brands
right.
that transcend time zones and everything else.
I thought Andy and Brandon, I thought Dirt and Sprague said something very apropos this morning. It's like in the NFL, we watch every game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought they were spot on with that kind of, that league is built that, you know, we're such junkies with the NFL that we'll watch any games where baseball is not that.
No.
So
you're
lean
either a fan
into
or
it.
You're not.
Yeah, so lean into it.
So I have it more sense.
I'm to borrow your phrase, I'm a psychopath, a mm-hmm. sycopath, and I will watch Brewers Cubs because
sure.
I love baseball, but I'm in the vast, vast minority mm-hmm. of that. And I'm aware of that. I mean, I love that he's talking about it. I still think there's some weird things that don't make a little bit of sense. Kind of like I said, there's still a 10 o'clock window on the East Coast for an East Coast game at some point. You can't not have East Coast teams go to the West Coast for night
sure.
games. You know, but maybe, yeah, maybe they become 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock games instead of 7:15 first pitch. You know, we'll see what the NBA, we'll talk about it later this week. We'll see what the NBA figures out when the 8 o'clock start time bombs terribly, you know.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later this week. But there are ways around this,
mm-hmm.
and I think I'm just happy with Rob Manfred being open to the idea. Because sometimes I will always say this. Joe and I used to always say this. Nobody hates Major League Baseball more than Major League Baseball,
mm-hmm.
and it starts with Rob Manfred. Sometimes, however, last few years coming a little round on.
I mean, he's gone from the bottom of the power rankings to maybe the top with the decisions that they've made.
At least middle. He ain't at the bottom anymore.
Which is crazy. If you had told me this 5-6 years ago, I would have been like, there is not a chance in hell that this guy isn't the worst commissioner in the Big Four.
Dude, I hated Bud Selig. And when he was gone, I was so stoked to have a new guy. And it took me like 30 seconds to hate Rob Manfred.
And like immediately, like, oh, this guy
great.
Sucks.
Baseball. Got it. He did.